Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans. We are so excited to be back talking about Episode 6, The Domino Effect. Jane's back on top. Curiosity kind of killed the cat. And Sutton's done drinking. So we're excited about that. We can't wait to discuss, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This song always makes me excited, one, because I'm a Siesta Key fan, so it brings me back to that, but also, the end of this episode made me so happy, as just every episode. Welcome back to another After Show. We are so excited to be here. Yes, got the lights going, we're feeling festive. I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and Carla Beltran. What's going on?
Hey guys, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Krista, what's going on?
Hey guys, what's up? It's Krista.
It's so exciting to be back with you ladies. I'm sorry I missed you last week, but I'm sure you guys had a lovely time. Man, overall thoughts of this episode?
I really enjoyed this episode. I feel like we touched a lot of different subjects about, like, friendships, relationships, honesty, and being a good friend overall, and I really enjoyed it. I feel like I learned so much from these ladies weekly, and this episode was definitely one to learn from.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like each character had a really good storyline this week, too. There was a, like, overarching topic that was heavy, but I feel like each of them individually had, like, really important storylines, and they, I feel like we developed a lot with them, so I like that. So everyone kept the story going, which is nice.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think it was nice to kind of get that full scope of everybody, because sometimes we do focus in on one character, which makes it feel like, wait, I wanted to see more of Pat, or I wanted to see more of Sutton, but we got all three of the ladies in this episode. Let's dive into Sutton, her whole issue with Richard, and then her friendship with Brooke. So what I meant to say is that her parking days seem to be ending soon.
Yes.
So I'm kind of excited to see this. Not that, like, obviously partying's fun, but just seeing that relationship with Brooke was kind of, it seemed toxic to me. Did anybody else feel
100%.
That way?
And Brooke seems like a terrible friend to begin with. Every time Sutton would talk about anything other than partying, she'd be like, ugh, boring.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're awful.
And she never wanted to, like, hear Sutton's feelings. She just wanted to cover it up by, hey, take a shot. Which, I mean, I think everybody has those friends. You have the ones where you party with and the ones that, you know, are your friends that will listen to you. But then you need to have friends that do it all. And Brooke seems like to be someone that's just going to be there to party, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think this was the last we've seen of Brooke, or do you think she'll be coming back?
That's a good question.
I think this might be the last thing we've seen of Brooke, because I feel like Brooke is not the type of friend that takes no, like, for an answer. And if she accepts a no, it means, like, no forever rather than no for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you're right. If she comes back, it's for, like, an episode or something where they have their, like, I can't hang out with you anymore because this lifestyle is drowning me. But I feel like she came to that on her own, and we don't need that.
So maybe. I think it was probably one of those things that maybe they might have had a scene where they showed Brooke and Sutton really getting into it of, like, you know, the ending. But it is one of those things that would have cost maybe a good, like, 5 minutes to try to see that awkward thing play out. So I kind of like that maybe they're just going to shove it aside, put that storyline to rest, and then move on.
It's not really necessary either.
We don't need closure.
Yeah. My only thing and my issue that's still kind of irking me is that expense, and I just have a feeling it's gonna come back to haunt her, and I don't know why I'm holding on to that. You know, like, do you think Oliver's gonna bring
it
up?
There's no way that it's not gonna be addressed again.
Right,
it was such a big deal.
Right, because they made it such a, like, her writing on the expense report. I feel like they wouldn't have brought in such, like, light and exposure to that if they weren't gonna bring it up again. So that's kind of my only thing why I would think Brooke would be brought back is because of that kind of situation.
I think that definitely could happen. And now that she's back in her normal lifestyle, they're gonna bring it back when she feels like she's, you know, better. Everything's back to normal, and then it's gonna come back, and she's gonna be like, ugh.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen the same way. I don't think that Brooke will come back for it, but I think it will be a subject that will brought up that she will need to face, like, eventually, like, she has to face the consequences of the things that she's been, like, spending money on, because she's been, like, all this money that she's been spending.
And technically it was only one thing from what we saw. But yeah, we don't really kind of know what was going on behind the scenes, and yeah. Oliver seemed very skeptical.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an issue. But leading into other issues that happened this episode was that Sutton had to dress Richard's girlfriend.
That was so awful.
What would you do in this situation?
I would not have handled it as well as Sutton did. Not at all. I don't think I would have. I would have been like, maybe I would have made someone else do it. But she was asked. It's your job. But
yeah,
she just kept a straight face the whole time, which is really impressive to her character, like, as a person.
Good yeah.
for you. I guess you won't know until you're in the situation, but I'm like, that would be so miserable.
That would be so hard.
So hard,
because
yeah.
even though she mentions I broke up with him, she wasn't ready to break up with him. She did it because she chose her career and thought that that was the right decision to go forward.
Yeah. She, gave herself an ultimatum, and yeah.
For me, I'm going to give my answer, but I'm not 100% sure on my answer. I'm the type of person that I feel like I probably would have been happy helping her, because I'm the type of person that believes, if I'm not meant to be for you, then I won't. And then I believe that there's somebody out there better for you, just as there is somebody out there better for me. So I would treat it as in, this is an opportunity for me to get to know this person that is right for this person. So I would be happy, not necessarily happy doing it, but I would be glad to do it, just to kind of get that firsthand impression for myself or who this new person would be. But of course it would hurt the way. It would suck to know. But also, if you're the one that left, there's only so much you can really
do. That makes it worse almost. Yeah. Because yeah. she's totally not, when it happened, she didn't know what to do. She chose career. It's not that she broke up with him because she didn't love him anymore.
Yeah.
So she's
yeah.
probably like, oh, this sucks.
That yeah. is the most gut-wrenching thing.
Yeah.
That is terrible. But also too, kind of, Carla, you're a huge Sutterd fan. So are you thinking that this means that Richard's ready to settle down? Or do you think that there's still hope?
She's still got hope.
You guys. No, this is not settling down for Richard. This is Richard going back to something that he feels comfortable with because he was used to it.
Great point.
And he doesn't want to go through the whole thing of dating again, meeting a new person, because he's getting older, doesn't know how it's going to go about. This whole thing happened with Sutton. So I think, if anything, it's just him trying to be like, okay, well, I don't want to be alone at night. Let me go ahead and go back. And then either something's going to go wrong with this girl. He's going to realize, wait, I don't actually like you as much as I did back then. I like her more now because she knows the me from now rather than one of me back then.
But they always say timing is everything.
That's
and
true.
She said she's the one that came back to him.
I don't want to believe it either.
I don't either.
I don't.
I'm not saying that this is definitely the end for Sutton and Richard, but I'm saying that this is definitely a huge wedge
because it
seems like timing kind of brought them back together
yeah.
because they're still single, yeah. they're still apart.
But and I believe that she say it was they were in law school together and then she moved away.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
they didn't really give us a
if
timeline.
they're probably in their 30s.
I think 38,
so.
Right?
Yeah, or so it's been a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do kind of still see endgame for Sutton and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is definitely going to play out.
Oh,
I think that Jessica, this is not the last we've seen of her.
It's not a one-episode
Richard's
going
to, he's going to have to kind of play the, you wanted this. This is what you wanted. And then it'll probably start coming to fruition.
Yeah.
But then that also puts a really awkward tension between if Jessica ever finds out, which do you guys think that she'll find out?
I think she will find out. Yeah.
Because that's going to add a lot of drama.
Lots and lots of drama. Man, oh man. Can we not wait? I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm ready to see that play out because I kind of am ready to have Jessica maybe fall to the wayside and then we have Sutton and Richard back together.
I like that this is our love triangle, by the way. I like that it's not a love square with Allie.
Right.
So
we'll keep it with 3 points.
But it's not even a triangle yet because Sutton's kind of mentioning in a way, in a roundabout way, that she is moving on,
True.
This was kind of her being like, all right, I put that aside, I'm gonna figure out my own stuff, and I'm still choosing work, and I'm gonna go on that career path. So we'll see what happens. In other drama, Kat.
Oh, this girl.
Literally, I was thinking about it. It's so funny because curiosity came to my mind multiple times.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about that saying, curiosity killed the cat. And it was just
so perfect.
I mean, it doesn't kill her, but it kills the relationship almost. Which I'm just wondering. Okay, so she has this crush on Layla. She has this dream about her. Mm. And then
is
she
it a
still,
crush, though?
It's curiosity.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's her just, I think that's perfectly normal. You don't need to tell people what you're dreaming about unless
Okay, so that's a question I wanted to ask you, ladies, is would you tell your significant other if you had a dream about one of their friends?
Like, okay, one of their friends? I don't know. If we were, like, that close and they were telling me their dreams, because I'm sure that happens all the time. Like, both parties are dreaming about that. Like, not all the time, but I'm saying that happens more often than I think people think.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't need to tell them at all, but, like, if you do... But also it's different with Kat because she's so new to this. So for it looks worse for her because she's like, you haven't had that time to experience all those things. So it's like actually something for Adina that she's thinking Kat wants to actually play out in real life, which makes it different.
Definitely.
Yeah. And well, I think the friend thing would be tough too. Yeah. If it's a friend, that's different.
Well, Layla is.
Rando, sure.
Well, Layla is.
If it's like Brad Pitt, then.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, George, whoever.
Someone so unattainable that it's not even a thing.
Like, that's cool.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is that Layla was the one that she met the night at the bar where she's like, oh my gosh, we love Adina. So they are close and they've.
Yeah.
And I think was Layla Adina's ex as well? She mentioned there was a bunch of exes there.
I think they hooked up. Yeah, I think they were all
Okay, so it's like, it was just a hookup.
Yeah, it was a hookup.
But
yeah, that makes it worse that she started with the kiss and then she was like, also, I dreamt
about someone that you've been with.
You'd leave that out.
Yeah. Well, that is true. If you put it into perspective of if you told your boyfriend, oh my gosh, I dreamt about your best friend, or not best friend,
and
but
then
like,
we kissed.
One of your friends, yeah.
And then I kissed another guy, it's fine.
And then I kissed another one of your friends.
Yeah. Someone else.
They're not connected.
Night.
It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she went about that wrong.
Kat kind of dug herself a hole on that one.
But I do give her props for being honest.
She was really honest.
I feel like a lot of 100%. People aren't really honest with their relationships from, like, the beginning.
That communication, again, they really communicate.
Right. I actually wrote that down. Like, I was
really? When I don't want them to, they communicate.
Well, and that was another thing is, okay, so Kat's, you know, it's so funny. Communication, really.
Right.
Sorry, I had to, like, stop my thoughts. It's so funny that before we're like, it's such a good thing that they're communicating and they're
saves the relationship in the end that she did tell her everything, but while we're watching it, we're like, no, don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do think that this curiosity thing is good that it's coming up now, but then also I'm remembering, oh gosh, they just said I love you to each other.
But remember I said the I love you, like, wasn't the wrong timing.
It wasn't the right time.
Yeah, it was. I feel like it was so rushed.
I think that's everything about their relationship, actually, now that we're kind of piecing this all together, because they've really rushed everything, and I get it, and that's something that everybody does. When you fall for someone, you fall for them, you can't help how fast things are moving, but that doesn't say that what Kat did was right. She knew what she was doing.
She went there, like,
knowing.
She went there in the first place, knowing that she had already had that dream and that this was a temptation for her, so she put herself in that position. Yeah.
And the fact that she denied the girl she was dancing with at first, because we were all like, no!
And they were like, go, Kat!
Yeah.
And they were like, no!
No, literally don't. Why'd you do that? But yeah, so she said no, and I think at that point, if you know you're going to continue to drink, and you're really want to make sure your relationship is going to continue with the other person that isn't there, I think it's best to step aside.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that she did was wrong, is that she didn't take herself out of the situation.
Yeah, she should have left immediately after that.
After the first temptation.
Yeah. And I also feel like she probably shouldn't have started out the night by drinking a tequila shot, because a lot of us...
Started out tequila, like, get you.
A lot of us need to know that we may not be the same person when you're tequila. Like, tequila made you do it, Kat, and we understand. So, yeah.
I love that that's what you took out of this. Just don't start with tequila.
Don't start with tequila. Yeah, no, especially if she's already, if she knew she was going to be meeting up with Layla, and she had this dream about Layla, like, all these things had already come. So, like, if you're in a relationship and you had, like, a dream about your, like, boyfriend's friend, and then you know you're meeting up with your boyfriend's friend, you're not going to start out drinking when you could tell that he's been flirting with you, because you know that probably not going
to
end
Yeah, and that just goes to show that she wanted to be flirted with, which, I mean, in her defense, though, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Because this is a new world to her, and I think that conversation that her and Adina had was very on point. Like, you are very curious right now. She should be able to kind of go and see things, but at the same time, that timing issue, just like with Richard and Sutton, it's like, if you decide to go off and do that, is Adina going to be waiting for you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like you said, she's so new. I keep forgetting that, yeah, she's been dating before, but like she's so new to this this relationship and being a lesbian that I just feel like I'd feel like it was really uncomfortable if I was Adina too. I'd be like, it's her first time. Like, is she going to really stick with me forever?
Well, and it's kind of like, when does it stop?
Yeah.
If it happened now, when will you realize that you don't want to do this again? Mm-hmm. Do you? Exactly. And maybe
what's
she doesn't.
The timeline?
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to not do it again. Maybe she wants to go out with Layla and have a fun night, which like she should be able to do. But at the same time, we love Kadena, so it's as viewers, we're like, no, don't do it. But then if you think of it as a whole, you can understand where she's coming from. But it doesn't make what she did okay.
Obviously, what she did isn't okay, and as much as I am so upset about Kadena, because we all love Kadena, I'm actually ready to see some cat. Some, like, alone cat. Because I feel like we've seen Adina since, like, the first episode, since like, the bold tape started. And, like, Kat kind of exploring this relationship with Adina. And I think it'll be fun for us to see how Kat goes about, like, dating other people, going on dates. Like, how do you meet? Like, you know? I think it'll be really interesting for us to see that from a Kat, like, perspective.
Yeah.
So, I kind of want to see... I want to see Kat having fun. I want to see the Kat that we saw tonight, where she's, like, with a friend.
I think she loves Adina so much, though. I think, which is why she's so vocal. The reason she, like, told her about the dream and everything is because she's probably just as confused as everything, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And Adina's been through it.
That's so true.
It opened up conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the pressing question. Do you think this is the end, or do you think that this is just something that's going to make them in the end stronger?
I think this is something that's going to make them stronger. I have a feeling that they're probably going to take a small break, but they're still going to be in each other's lives.
That's what I was thinking.
And then Adina's going to be like, wait a second, like, this isn't fun. I love you and I want to be with you forever. And then they'll be back together.
Yeah, when they were talking, I thought a break was coming. But they never established what it would be.
I honestly didn't think it was going to be a break. My mind was like, oh my gosh, she's forgiving her.
Oh.
I thought she was forgiving her.
It's fine.
Which is like, it's sad because, I mean, what she did was wrong. And then I just feel so, like, my heart breaks for Adina because she's sitting there, you know, telling her about this amazing trip that she was having and how it was great and wanted to show her the pictures. And, like, how heartbreaking is that you come home to that type of news and it's just...
So, but at least, she told her right away. Like, I mean, props.
Well, I have
would
a question
be like that if
guys.
It was the other way around with, like, a, you know, you got to think, is it because it's two girls that she came home and she's like, that's it, I got to tell you right now, I got to get it off my chest.
Well, I mean, I guess this is a question that I wanted to ask you guys, like, because I think we kind of keep forgetting the fact that, like, she did cheat on Adina.
No, so, I'm saying that's what she did.
Yeah.
She cheated.
Yeah, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What,
I guess
do you
I
not
know.
Think that's cheating?
Yes, of course that's cheating.
I thought that's what
cheating.
You were getting at.
Like, it it could be worse. Yes, but she still cheated.
No. Like, I guess my question is, like, if you cheated on your partner, would you tell them, like, and still hope to? Like, would you forgive your partner?
I would.
Actually,
I'd like to think that it's really, like...
I wouldn't cheat.
Yeah, I wouldn't cheat. So
it's two
questions
in one.
If my partner cheated?
So, two questions in one. If you cheated, would you tell a partner? And if your partner cheated on you and they told you, would you forgive them?
I don't want to say anything because I feel like it would make my opinion biased.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just going to, like, not throw my opinions in the situation.
I just like to think I wouldn't cheat.
Yeah,
but if I did, I'd tell them.
Right. Like, I feel like if like, the right person would do it. And that's what Kat did. She felt so guilty that she couldn't hold it from the person that she loves, which is your point, is that she cannot do that with Adina.
And then your partner telling you is a tricky thing, too, because it's, like, circumstances.
Right, and then you're wondering, like, what would happen again, you know? Obviously, like, if it does, you know, is it because she's out of town then every time, you know? So, I don't know. I think this definitely, I think we mentioned...
It's a trust issue now.
Two weeks ago, we mentioned there was probably going to be some issues that may arise because they're kind of getting into the depths of their relationship more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know we're all huge Kadena fans, so, like, my heart was breaking. Even talking about it is giving me goosebumps because it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because
and Adina's also in a tough position because she's, living there with, you know, she's
afraid
to leave.
Right, she came back. Wait a second. We haven't even discussed that. Even two episodes ago, she said, I moved here basically for you.
Yeah.
And then, where does this leave them?
Like, she doesn't have a lot of options. I don't know what
you guys,
she's
my
do.
Question is where did Adina stay these past days?
She went to the convention, the retreat.
No, right now that she was on a break with...
Oh, probably one of her many friends from the club.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like Adina when she leaves tonight.
Oh, well, I thought preview. You said. Oh. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking present tense. I'm like, but this episode, she didn't have to leave yet.
Yeah.
Future Adina. I guess that might be a storyline that we're going to see play out because they.
That could cause more drama because they might be staying with the same girls. That...
Yeah. But my thing, too, is that, like, can't we just have, like, one happy relationship? Like, right. Can she.
I guess Jane right now.
Jane and Ben are really happy relationships.
It's so new, though. We're not invested enough to
be like,
we're like. I'm so invested.
We care.
I am, but it's not, like, far enough along for me to. They shouldn't be having problems.
With, like, Kadena, we're sitting here, like, theorizing every possible situation to see, like, how they can get back together.
They're just the new relationship, so I'm still waiting to see, you know, what happens. Yeah,
but I can kind of see the writers because what you can kind of tell about the show is everything, every storyline is so well fleshed out that they, from what I can maybe see happen, is that maybe they want to take us on this journey to then wherever the show takes us, they've worked really hard to get to the end game.
Yeah.
And I could see that happening for them. So, like, I do see them end game, but, like, maybe if they have a couple episodes apart, then maybe that's what has to happen. And I think Kat really does have some groveling to do because Adina's done a lot for her. So
Apart is probably exactly what Kat needs to, like, realize whether or not she's
what she wants.
Committed and wants that. Yeah.
Right. Totally. Well, kind of jumping ship to another point, we love you guys as fans, and we love all of our after shows here, and so Carla has some fun news to kind of introduce you to possibly some other after shows we have here.
Yes, I do. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for the channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Yes. And of course, while you're at it, just jump on over to iTunes Podcast, give us a 5-star rating, let us know what you think, and let us know what you want us to continue to maybe discuss next episode or something, because we love hearing your thoughts and comments, and we really take it into consideration. So we'd love to shout you out, so make sure to give us that 5-star or the thumbs up on YouTube, whichever you prefer. But speaking of thumbs up and exciting news, is that Jane is one back at Scarlet. Oh my gosh. Yay. That's exciting.
I think it was going to happen eventually.
We were waiting for, like, the whole season.
I know. And I like that they made her work a little because, like, in other shows, sometimes it's easier for them to just jump right in there and be given the award, which she did. But it was nice to kind of see her
the
work a little bit.
The segue worked back into it,
but
But
kind of rewinding just a tad, let's talk about how, like, when she got the announcement of winning this award, how kind of it was funny how the transition of events where she was making phone calls, getting denied from everybody, to turning into everybody wants to talk to her now.
Yeah.
Even at the beginning of this episode, I feel like she did a 180 because when she was talking, she was saying how she feels like she's come so far, she's moved on from Scarlett, she's, like, taking these opportunities that it's given her, and then at the end, Jacqueline was like, want your job back? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, but it makes sense, you know, it's stable, and it's not her, like, working for every story and freelancing, but I was just like, 180.
Yeah, and it is kind of an interesting point that it shows that this carry the weight piece has kind of come full circle in a way, and it's gotten her to where she, like, I guess because she's, now that she's won the award and she had to work with Jacqueline on it, now it's like she did a story to kind of help Jacqueline's story again, and then it kind of came full circle for her, which was really exciting. And I think it was really fun to see how supportive Ben was, which
cute.
He is just so cute and adorable.
Yes.
And it was fun to see him kind of be there in the place of her friends when they almost didn't show up, which, like, come on, we knew they were coming.
Yeah.
Like, that's the
like
three
you
of them.
Guys are just gonna
the three Musketeers. Yeah, yeah. They're always together. But yeah, it was just really exciting to kind of see that relationship grow and see how cute they are together, which I still think Pinstripe's back in the picture soon. He has to be, right?
I hope so. you gotta throw some drama in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love Ben forever.
I know.
I do love Ben, but I feel like this relationship is just, it's too easy.
Did you guys see there was a poll that they did on Instagram, and I think that Pinstripe won, which I was kind of shocked. shocked because
interesting.
Ben is the easier option. Look,
he's easier and he's like the whole package.
He is. Yeah. He's funny. He's sweet. He's charming. He's like, a doctor.
He's a doctor. Yeah.
What more like, do you ask for?
I feel he's like we stable. All want the bad kid eventually.
That's what it is. It's just we've all got that little in us.
Yeah. So let's kind of talk about Jane and Jacqueline's relationship for a little bit and how, you know, they've had to interact multiple times throughout the season so far, and this kind of took a turn for the awkwardness, I guess you could say, because yeah. they've got to like really discuss something that Jane doesn't really know how to say right out, which is basically the fact that she is going to do a follow-up story. And the story happens to lead her to interviewing Elena, who had the same assaulter. What was your reaction to Jacqueline's reaction talking to Jane?
I think it was normal. I think mm-hmm. she was kind of in shock, too. Because yeah. I don't think, you know, it might not have crossed her mind that he was still out there right. doing it to other people. You know, once it happens to you, you just are, like, trying to get over that aspect right. of it. Yeah. I'd assume. I wouldn't know.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think she was just in shock.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I guess my question more so, to make it more clear, is, like, do you think that she was more upset at Jane? Like, what do you think
oh,
she
I
was?
I think she was glad Jane told her.
Yeah.
Right?
yeah.
I think, but okay. she was just in shock over it yeah. all, so I don't think processing it fully. Right. But, yeah. I would want to. And she was trying to get her to tell her what was going on, and she knew something was up. So mm-hmm. I think
Jacqueline
at the end,
always
she'd
has
rather
like
know.
A,
yeah.
Like a, what is it, a sixth sense about oh, yeah. these yeah. things?
She's then, like, find out when it comes out and be like, what is this?
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of something that we've seen Jane grow and do. And Jacqueline totally says that when she brings her back to Scarlett, is saying that, you know, you used to be scared, which it was kind of a great point to bring up because she used to, remember every story, she was trying to take
terrified.
A safe route of
yeah.
whether she would write it to please people or do things to please people. And in this case, she kind of was like, Jacqueline, I had to use this in my story in order mm-hmm. to make the story the best piece of material it possibly could be. And that's something that Jacqueline's really wanted from her because mm-hmm. every story she's tried to pull those things out of her. So I thought that was kind of a good, like, with the 360
it is perfect.
Of her coming
yeah.
back to Scarlett is that it's not only, like, she left and then failed and then just wants to get that safety again. She's really fought for what she needed and
what
she
like
wanted.
And she's, like, using what Jacqueline taught her.
Yeah.
And also, it's respect to who Jacqueline is as a person and how much Jane respects her. Mm-hmm. So if she wouldn't have told her, it would have been, like, why would you have ever thought you were going to go back to Scarlett?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And it's kind of like she's learning and growing herself and as a professional. But
yeah,
I thought it was great. I think this episode, I mean, every episode teaches you something different that you may have not known before, which kind of leads us into our bold issue segment that we wanted to talk about. Obviously, this episode was very heavy on yeah. the underlying tone of it, and it had to do with sexual assault and speaking out, and clearly Jacqueline kind of, she was the one that kind of like helped progress this message mm-hmm. in Jane's article by making it what it was and helping her win, which is bringing more awareness to this. Mm-hmm. So I think we just wanted to briefly touch on that there yeah. is a hotline that you can call.
Yeah, so there's the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and the number is 1-800-656-4673. And obviously it's free and confidential, so we can't touch too much on the issue, not having any experience, but if anyone else is out there is listening or like wants to call, they touched on it in the episode too at the end, so that's out there and it's a resource available to everyone, so we just wanted everyone to know that yeah. that was there.
Yeah. Do you want to repeat the number just one more
yeah.
time?
So again, it's 1-800-656-4673.
Yeah, and I just think this show really showcases issues that sometimes they can be awkward to talk about or things, but it also showed that someone's story helped somebody
yes,
else.
And,
story.
And you know, someone out there, it's probably hitting home to them and they need to, or it's something
they need
they
to
can
hear
relate
that
to.
It's something
yeah.
like you don't need to keep it, yeah. you know, keep it inside. You can speak out just like Jacqueline did.
Which makes this show so great. Yeah. So many different yeah. issues.
So many.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Moving on from this, we are going to do some news and gossip really Ooh. Quick because we're running out of time. I can't even believe how quick that goes.
Yes.
Every hour, so quick. Well, and some other news, we have our favorite bold type ladies were featured in Teen Vogue, and they had a really fun photo shoot. Aisha Day actually posted some photos that we're going to pull up here. They are just too adorable.
Aw.
They are so fun. I just feel like every picture I see of all three of them together look like they're having the best time.
They look
time.
Like best yeah. friends in and off, on and off the show.
And they totally are. I totally believe that they are best friends. Yeah. And I think that's something that makes the show so special is that they're, like, their chemistry is real. And you can see that.
Exactly.
And it comes across on social media and other posts as well. And they're back to shooting season 3, yay, which is so exciting. And they're back in, I think it's Vancouver that they shoot in, so that's super fun. And I saw a post on Instagram where Katie Stevens seems to be the cook of the group because she was cooking for everybody.
She's the mom in real life.
Yeah, she is. So, and it's kind of funny because they were all, like, cooking in this episode. I'm like, oh, they do that in real life, too. They just go to each other's apartments.
Character actors.
Yeah. Also, last week, they had the big karaoke scene. And I thought it was really important to talk about how they all have singing backgrounds. So, obviously, well, not obviously, but Megan Fahey came in last season, and she talked to us. And she had mentioned that we might be seeing something musical come up, but they weren't sure how it was going to come across. Because we had talked about, I think, an actual, like, musical episode. You know how some shows do that? But this was fun that they added karaoke into it, especially Mamma Mia, because sequel's coming out soon. Super exciting. But she was on Broadway, and that was one of her, I think, first things that she did, I think in 2008 it was. So that's really cool. It was Next to Normal, and she was can't remember the word I'm thinking of. But yes, she was the next to Normal. Cool. On Broadway. Katie Stevens actually won 9th place on American Idol back in 2010, which which is crazy. Yeah. And obviously she's super talented. And Megan also mentioned how she's constantly like playing the guitar. She's an amazing songwriter. So that's really cool. And then Aisha actually, when she was back on the Saddle Club, she recorded some songs for the show. And then she also released an EP in 2015, and it was called DD and the Beagles. And I listened to it, and it was really cool, kind of soothe, fun sounding. So definitely check it out. It's on iTunes and Spotify. You guys can all check it out there. I think our engineer might be actually bringing it up, which we could hear in a second. But while we're bringing that up, could you guys, ladies, tell me your predictions for next episode?
Yes. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Still thinking over here.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so I predict that as much as I love Ben and Jane, I know that there's going to be some problems coming up, and I think it's going to be the pinstripe, and I mean, I don't see Ben doing anything wrong, so I honestly think it's all going to fall on Jane and Pinstripe. Mm. The other thing is Sutton. I feel like Sutton is going to encounter Richard on their own, either in the elevator, walking home, somewhere, and then she's going to ask him about the girlfriend. They're going to talk. Somehow the girlfriend's going to find out about Sutton. That's going to be another problem. I think all of these are like love triangles, all of my predictions. And then Sutton is probably, I have a feeling that Layla is going to talk to Kat. I don't know why. I just predict that Layla is soon going to come and maybe cause a little bit more trouble for Kat and Adina.
I like all of those. So we get kind of a teaser with it for next week with the gun with Sutton and Jane. So I think next week's is going to be really political, and we're going to finally see, like, we haven't really talked about it before, or the girls haven't. I think there's going to be a difference in political views between Sutton and Jane. And I think the gun's going to bring that up, and it's going to be a discussion that's
interesting.
That might be our bold issue next week.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good prediction. I'm thinking that kind of along the lines of Richard and Sutton, I think they have to have a conversation soon because it's almost been a little too long where we've had them together alone. Yeah. And I think it's going to be one of those awkward, do we say something, do we not? And they're just like, okay, listen, you know, this is what we need to talk about. There's an elephant in the room. And maybe, I don't know if it'll lead to anything, but we'll kind of see where that goes. And then I think that we're going to see Jane jumping back into, you know, the world of Scarlet. And I think things are going to be a little different maybe, you know, and she's going to be against all the other writers, and they might be new writers and not anybody she's used to. So she might struggle a little bit getting back into the groove. But then obviously she's going to succeed as she always does. But I thought that was really, that could possibly happen. And then with Kat and Adina, I don't see them breaking up just yet. I think they are going to go on a break, but it's just going to add some huge rifts to their relationship because it's going to be, you know, they do communicate a lot, so there's going to be a lot of issues to talk about with trust and how are they going to move forward knowing that this has happened and Kat is really new to this. So,
yeah,
that could be really interesting, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Ah, this is so fun every week, ladies. I love you guys so much, and I love you guys watching and listening and subscribing and giving us those 5 stars. But we will have to chat with you next week. Carla, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Hey guys, it's Krista Flengy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Instagram at AllieGirl. We will see you guys. Oh, and of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Yes. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.